tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I thought we'd do an open line program this morning and address any subject you would like to. But somebody had sent me an email, and it is a little disquieting, but I think it's something that needs to be addressed. And I'll read you basically what he said. Thanks for the good work you do, Dr. Stan. We haven't missed a show in a long time. You and Pastor David Whitney have passed along a lot of good information on the Constitution, but one thing I've noticed is a lot of folks seem to call in trying to discuss the implications of the 13th and 14th Amendments. I don't recall a time when you really went into the background of the 13th and 14th Amendments or addressed their concerns. Because the calls all seem to end with a difference of opinion without the listeners like myself fully understanding either party's point of view. Although neither of the amendments appears to have been written for mere mortals to understand, my reading gives me the uneasy feeling that my rights just got reduced. You had a caller on the 13th of March on the early show that seemed to be suggesting that it's possible to sign your rights away by giving up a birth certificate, your driver's license, and your Social Security number. Is that possible? Although you don't seem to address his concern, you seem to indicate that this is still possible to access one's constitutional rights by requesting or maybe demanding a certain kind of court. As far as I can tell, these disconnected discussions on what may appear to believe is the central issue with the Constitution leaves me with more questions than answers. I suspect I may not be the only listener who is confused by this disconnected discussion and would therefore like to propose that you and Pastor David Whitney devote a show to a detailed explanation of the following questions. What do the Weasley words of the 13th and 14th Amendment actually mean? Is it possible for folks to sign their constitutional rights away by having things like a birth certificate, driver's license, and Social Security number? What does the concept of personhood do to us when the Constitution seems to start out talking about we the people? If one has to do something special in order to have access to a constitutional court, what would it be? And have they been redefining words in legal dictionaries so things no longer mean what folks think they mean? And that's really a very, very provocative series of questions, because they are all so applicable to what's going on today. You must understand that since America was founded, there have always been people who wanted a dictatorship. They were here at the Constitutional Convention. One of them was Alexander Hamilton, who wanted a monarchy. In fact, he was a delegate to the Constitutional Convention. He walked out when they restricted the power of the executive branch of government. And certainly he was part and parcel of this occult movement that wanted to use this new country, America, to bring about a one-world government. And you'll best understand what's going on in America today by reading a book written by a man who is a Satanist. His name was Manly P. Hall. He headed the Philosophical Research Foundation in Southern California. And in the series of books he wrote, for one of them entitled The Secret Destiny of America, he will tell you that for 3,000 years there have been secret societies, groups of men who wanted to bring about an affiliation of world democracies, not republics, but democracies, and of course bring about this world government. And they decided long ago to use America as the basis for that. Their goal, although he doesn't stipulate this, was to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about the world government. By democracy, they don't mean representative government. They know what Plato had written. Democracies always result in despotism. It's a nice word. It gives the people the idea that they have some say, like when you go to the polls, you vote, but the vote is rigged. They use an electronic voting machine that's programmed, so you get the perception you're having some influence on the voting process, where it's really all just a matter of perception. The decision has been made elsewhere, and the old adage is, doesn't matter how the people vote that counts, it's who counts the votes that counts. And that's what's really important. And understand, we've got to get back to people being involved and being down there and having their representatives there when they count the votes. Count the votes at the precinct level, have them posted there, and then take them downtown with the actual count number from the precincts, rather than have them centralized. And in the name of efficiency, get the machine, which has been pre-programmed with the results of the election, count the votes. No, ladies and gentlemen, they're counted at the local level, and then, of course, they're posted there, and that is what is used, not something much more efficient so we can let you know right away what the results are, the results that have already been laid out by the power elite. And which is why they use the electronic machines in the name of efficiency, and why they will count the votes in the name of efficiency, so you will know right away who won the vote. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's what democracy is all about. It's all about being able to rig the elections, and they do rig them. They rigged the election over in Russia to re-elect Putin. They rigged the election in 2000 to elect George Bush, and in 2004 to elect George Bush, and they do this over and over again. Well, this is the whole idea that Manly P. Hall was talking about, this idea of bringing about the world election democracies. And for 3,000 years, they've been planning on this, and basically this is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. This is why we have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world today. This is why we have, all those troops over there in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al Qaeda. This is why we invaded Iraq. This is why we're destroying the governments of Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and Syria, Turkey and Lebanon. Now we're going to war with Iran. The Romans destroyed Afghanistan and Iraq and put it up.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners, from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of the past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500, where they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, and we're going to do an open line this morning. If you have something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I was going into the background of the formation of America. So basically, there's always been this group of people, of course, behind them, the powerful demonic and satanic forces of the ruler of this world, and this is Lucifer's world, ladies and gentlemen. Lucifer is the prince of this world, and don't ever forget that. That's how, when Jesus was on the Mount of Temptation, the devil could offer him all the kingdoms of this world. He would just kneel down and worship him. Well, basically, when America was founded, there was a small component of the people dedicated to using America to transform the world. They wanted a dictatorship here, but there was a strong Christian element who wanted men to be free, and they drew up a constitution with the best document, I think, that mankind could possibly conceive of. Imperfect, because men are imperfect, and of course you can always misinterpret ideas and twist the meaning of words, but it was a great document. And the evil people who wanted a dictatorship and to use America to bring about this one world government set out to through a series of various techniques. They wanted to use the banking system to gain control of the government. And they failed to do that. And both the first and the second banks of the United States failed. And certainly when Andrew Jackson defeated the second bank of the United States, and they weren't going to be used a banking system to enslave us. Then they got us involved in the Civil War, and they wrote the 13th and 14th Amendment in the name of, we want to do away with slavery. They really, of course, wanted to enslave all of us and to restrict the idea of states' rights and to expand the power of the federal government. So the person who sent me the email this morning was right. The Weasley words of the 13th and 14th Amendment are words that certainly can be misinterpreted, and the whole purpose was not to end slavery. It was to extend slavery and extend power to the central government of the United States. Now then, of course, we have the idea of the sovereign citizen. Well, the 13th and 14th Amendment took away our freedom, so we have to get our freedom by going ahead, if we just give up our birth certificate, our Social Security card, and our driver's license, then we become sovereign citizens and we can claim our freedom and we're not answerable to government for anything. Well, that's ridiculous. I've seen people do this and have their lives destroyed. And people want to come on my program and convince my listeners that this is the way to go. Destroy your life and declare you're a sovereign citizen, and we may end up not being able to get a job and living on the streets, but boy, you're going to be free. And they can make such a good argument on this. Now, part of this is a conscious, organized effort to confuse people. And believe me, the wicked people have their agents planted all throughout our society. And some are people, I'm sure, who really believe this. I've talked to them. I've seen their shattered lives. They can't get a job because they don't have a Social Security number. They don't pay taxes. They've withdrawn from society. Now I'm a free man. And my point is we're part of society. You can't withdraw from it. Pay your taxes, even though I don't believe the 16th Amendment was ever ratified by the state. But pay your taxes so that you can fight the system and get the message out so people can understand the things we try to bring out on the radio programs. But people want to take over the program and just simply come up with all sorts of ridiculous and untrue things. How many times do I get calls from people who talk about the fact that there is a separate set of books that they have at the local assessor's office down at your county courthouse, which reveal all the money they have salted away, and they've got hundreds of trillions of dollars salted away, and they don't even need the taxes. They've got all of this money out there, and if we just would understand that the counties keep two sets of books, and they have this comprehensive financial statement. But you go down and you read it, and what they're talking about is the pension fund money, the road fund money, the gas tax money, and certainly all these separate funds that they have, and they have the pensions for the public employees, and they are invested. But it's no longer the county's money. It's set aside to pay the pensions. Of course, now most of those funds are underfunded. Sometimes the government is borrowing from the pension funds to pay contemporary pensions. But this is all a scam. It's all a scam to confuse you. I went down. I got the reports. I went through the reports. I've talked to other people who've done this. People will come onto our programs all the time to try to use my talk radio programs to confuse my audience, and I'm just not going to let them go ahead and do this because they just take over. And with all of these things, they ask if it's possible to sign away your constitutional rights by not having a birth certificate, driver's license, and Social Security number. Sure, you can become like a man without a country. But, of course, you accomplish nothing by doing that, and you can't be effective in this battle, and you're effectively neutralized. And then what goes on to this idea of personhood and our constitutional rights, and, of course, the Constitution only gives the Congress the right to govern, you know, in one area. That is true. The Constitution allows Congress to govern the District of Columbia without the people having constitutional rights. But that's the only part of this. And people will tell you that the Congress set up this Congress so that everything could be controlled by Congress, totally ignoring what the provision the Constitution says. It only applies to the District of Columbia. And Congress isn't doing a very good job in the District of Columbia, because they got one of the highest, certainly, crime rates in the entire world in that area ruled by Congress, where the people really don't have any rights. And then, of course, the question is asked, are they redefining words? Yes, absolutely, they're redefining words. They gained control of the banking system. And once they had control of the banking system, they were able to use the money to buy up the media so that five or six major corporations controlled by very few people control the media, and they black out stories and they alter our perception. And I think the most beautiful example of that was Kurt Haskell. We've interviewed him several times. He was an attorney who was on the plane where Umar, the underwear bomber, came into the United States. He was became enthralled with this because he had actually seen a well-dressed man put Umar, the underwear bomber, out of the plane without a passport. Well, of course, the truth of the matter was when Kurt Haskell testified at the sentencing hearing, and the reporters from the New York Times were there, and they reported on the sentence hearing and what the other passengers said. There were three other passengers who spoke, but of course they didn't even mention Kurt Haskell. Why? Because he mentioned the fact that a man named Patrick Kennedy from the State Department had testified before Congress a few weeks after the attempted bombing of the plane going into Detroit, that the State Department had known that Umar was a terrorist, that the State Department had put Umar on the plane. And why would they put him on the plane? Well, they said, they wanted to follow him when he got back to the United States and find his accomplices. No, ladies and gentlemen, they were looking for an excuse so that they could deploy all the CAT scans that they had all across America. They deploy them at airports and then do this new type of research where they fondle the men's testicles. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, it was as phony as a $3 bill. And, of course, why did they design the bomb not to go off? What if the bomb had gone off? Why, everybody would have been killed and incinerated. And, of course, they designed the bomb specifically not to go off so they would actually be able to say, look, he's got it in his underwear. We're going to have to deploy all of these CT scans. Now, basically, Kurt Haskell brought this out in his testimony. You can pull it down from his blog site. You can read it on the Internet. His testimony at the sentence hearing, and the New York Times blocked that out, as they block out everything important, or almost everything important. Once in a while, they have to let the truth through. I saw the other day where they talked about how Pakistani intelligence was backing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Well, Pakistani intelligence is financed by our CIA. CIA is financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. After all, you can't have a war unless you got the enemy, can you? It's like the Israelis releasing the 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier. Releasing 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier. Why would you do that? You can't have a war on terrorism unless you got terrorists. And that is, of course, why we are funding Al-Qaeda and the Taliban to kill our boys so we can have a war. We did the same thing, of course, in Vietnam. I mean, a little country like North Vietnam couldn't have withstood the power of America for 10 years. That's why we had to fund North Vietnam, funding Russia, funded North Vietnam, so North Vietnam could fund the Viet Cong to kill our boys. If you're going to have a war, you got to have an enemy. And all of these wars are contrived, just as the coming war with Iran, and you're being conditioned to go along with that. Well, Cindy, I've tried to answer the email that I received about these questions on the 13th and 14th Amendments, sovereign citizens, and of course, this whole discourse to take our programs off subject, and perhaps I don't handle it as well as I should, but I know where this is going to lead, and it totally disrupt a program. We can let these people take it over and misdirect this into solutions which will only destroy people's lives. We'll do open lines this morning. I'd love to hear from you. My number, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But basically, of course, you have to understand that alternative radio, and I feel I'm part of the alternative radio system, is designed to try to get the truth out. They have planted people in the audience to call into the programs to actively put out faulty and false information, to mislead you. And there's so much on the Internet that isn't true. you've got to be able to discern what is true, and my job is to try to give you the information that is true to get people who are accurate. Now, some of the people who pretend to be conservatives, and even the leaders of many of our conservative organizations, are plants by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, because they have infiltrated our conservative organizations, even many that we really conceived to be effective and to oppose the Council on Foreign Relations, and the next thing you know, they're controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations. But they've infiltrated our conservative organizations. They've infiltrated our liberal organizations. They've infiltrated our religious groups. And so many of our religious leaders are pushing for this war with Iran to protect Israel, and yet, first, if you listen to what the ex-head of the Mossad said, the last thing we want to do is attack Iran, because it would justify their attack on Israel, which would destroy Israel. Do not get into a war. Iran isn't going to attack Israel, because they know the retaliation would come, a terrible retaliation. Israel has 150 or 200 nuclear bombs. They would simply eradicate Iran if they were attacked. Why first Israel to be destroyed? My number 877-254-7524. If you are pro-Israel.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of the past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500, where they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
Taste the difference at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods, providing natural meats and wild game like elk, buffalo, venison, veal, quail, and duck. Get your delicious homemade soups, stews, sauces, and tamales, pot pies, and desserts to go at Herb's Meats in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road. That's 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. 303-499-8166 or herbsmeats.com. Open 7 days a week.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Sam here at the Americans Network. If you're out there and listening out, if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 877-254-7524. One of the questions that was asked in this email was this question of constitutional courts. And what you must understand, and these are the things that most people don't understand, is that most of our court proceedings are not constitutional. They're administrative. And you can tell the difference between an administrative court and a constitutional court, because the administrative court, they have a flag there with a fringe, a yellow fringe on the flag. That means that's administrative court under admiralty law. Constitutional courts are the flag, of course, and they don't have constitutional courts. Most of them are administrative, under administrative law, which is not constitutional law. Now, you have the right to demand a constitutional court. And most of the lawyers and most of the judges don't even understand what this is about. But these were the original concepts that you would be tried under the Constitution. But, of course, gradually it's much more efficient than many of our courts. They work much more efficiently if you don't worry about these ideas in the Constitution. It's all administrative. It's whatever the judge says that's true. And you get into suddenly one of these administrative courts with your children. Maybe the question of maybe you spanked your child. They'll take your child away from you. And, of course, you may never see it again. They'll put it in a home where the child will be sexually abused. But it's done under administrative law rather than constitutional law. And so you can, if you understand what this is about, and there's certain people who take courses in the Constitution, you can certainly demand a constitutional court rather than administrative court. The judge will object to that, but once you've gotten it on the books, and if they totally ignore your request, why anything done in the court is null and void. And you have that right under our Constitution. And fortunately, most of our judges don't understand the Constitution. Most of our lawyers don't understand the Constitution. They don't teach the Constitution in law schools. Why? Because they've been taken over, just like our universities have been taken over, just like our religious ceremonies have been taken over by people who are part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the last thing they want is a truly free society. And what is a free society? A free society is one where the power of the government is limited over the lives of the people. Admittedly, we have to have laws. Admittedly, certainly the states should have more power to pass laws other than the federal government. And admittedly, as long as we have men who are certainly living in an inherently evil world, and men are inherently evil and cannot be trusted with power, we're going to have injustice. We're going to have injustice in the court system. And you go back to the book of Samuel, and you read the book of Samuel, you find that at that time there were no kings. The people were free. They did have judges. In fact, the judges were Samuel's sons. And they were corrupt. And they were taking bribes, and the judges were corrupt. The people then went to Samuel and they said, look, we think the system is corrupt. We want a better society. We want a king like other nations. And we don't want to be free. We want a king who will have a good system of law and order and justice. And Samuel goes to the Lord and he says, Lord, these people want to have a king, you know. They don't want to be ruled by you and your laws. They want a king. And the God said, well, if they want a king, give them a king. This is 2 Samuel 8. You want to read it and reread it. Because remember what the Lord said at that time. Give them a king if they want one. But tell them ahead of time, if they have a king, why he's going to take a tenth of whatever they have. You see, kings at that time were pikers next to the IRS today, which can, for many people, take up 30-40% of their income. But the Lord said, you know, give them a king, but tell them the king is going to involve them in wars. And he's going to have their sons and daughters of running beside his chariots, and working within his gardens. But give them a king if they want one. And so that's what Samuel did, and that's how Saul came to be the king of the Jews. It's a fascinating insight. Before that, the children of Israel were free. Well, let's see here. That you carry this forward to America. And when America was founded, it was basically under the same concept. The power of the government was to be limited. The power of the federal government was to be limited so men could be free. And the federal government did not have the right to tax the people. The federal government was not to have a standing army so we could get into wars. The power of the federal government was to be limited, and we were to be free like the children of Israel were in 2 Samuel 8. Go and read 2 Samuel and read what the Lord said, the warning that the Lord gave to Samuel to give to the people about what would happen if they had an all-powerful government. Well, there have always been people who wanted that all-powerful government, so they could use the power of the state to pursue a series of wars to bring about a one-world government. That's what's going on today. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. And that's why the new DVD we have, incidentally, is so important. It's called The Dangerous Deception, a name I just came up with. I have another one called Deadly Deception, but this is Dangerous Deception, and you'll actually see there a filmed interview I did with Mr. Norman Dodd almost 30 years ago. I did it in 1980. Basically, Norman Dodd had been director of research for the Reese Committee, appointed by Congress to investigate the tax-exempt foundations back in 1953 and 1954 to find out why the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations were financing communism and communist organizations in the United States and socialism and pushing for world government and have been instrumental in bringing communism to Eastern Europe and China following World War II. And remember, this was the time of McCarthyism. Everybody was saying, oh, well, they got to be communists in government. That's why the State Department turned Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. Of course, that wasn't true. Communism had always been created by our great tax-exempt foundations and by people of great wealth who headed our corporate state. Of course, really behind these evil men I started talking about at the beginning of the program, the Council on Foreign Relations controlled the American State Department in 1948 and 1949 and 1950, and they were the ones in Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. But what Trump thought out of that investigation is fascinating. We'll talk about that. I'll give us a call, 877-577.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley reminds listeners from the early days of our country through two world wars and countless smaller conflicts, our armed forces have stood tall. In this current time of conflict, let's support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of the past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500, where they're saluting those who make our country stronger.
Find fun and adventure at the Denver Auto Show, March 21st through the 25th. Experience the Camp Jeep Extreme Off-Roading Demonstration. Come see the exciting new electrics, the Volt, Prius Plug-in, Focus EV, and Leaf. New 2012 models and 2013 intros, plus exotics, test drives, and booths filled with great auto-related products. Make this the best auto show yet, March 21st through the 25th at the Colorado Convention Center. Buy tickets online at denverautoshow.com.
If drinking the purest natural artesian water is important to you, then thirst no longer. Fountain of Health, the nation's best natural pure water source located south of Brighton, is tested monthly and free from any surface water contamination. Fountain of Health provides refreshing natural artesian water from the lower Arapaho Aquifer. Bring your sterilized container or buy them at Fountain of Health, 13185 Brighton Road. That's 13185 Brighton Road, open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check them out at www.fountainofhealth.cc.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I'm here at the Peter Network. Our telephone number is 877-254, 877-254-7524. But, of course, if you get this a DVD, it's called Dangerous Deception. You'll actually hear this interview I did with Norman Dodd, include then maybe about 40, 45-minute dissertation I give telling you what I've learned done during the last 50 years, bringing you up to date from when we did this interview in 1980 right at the present time, and how the Brotherhood of Darkness controls both political parties. Certainly is working to bring about the fascist society and to use America's wealth and power to bring about a one world government and crush freedom not only here but throughout the world. Well, what Mr. Dodd learned, of course, when he investigated the Great Tax Exempt Foundation back in the 1950s, one of the most important things is when he sent Miss Catherine Casey, who is one of his assistants, to go through the minutes of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Now, what a wonderful sounding organization, the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. But basically, in the years before they were incorporated as a foundation, why, of course, they had a board of directors, and they spent the year 1908 to 1909 having regular discussions. And Miss Catherine Casey had the opportunity to go through their minutes and see what they were talking about. And they spent the year 1908 to 1909 discussing how they were going to bring about world peace. How do you change the world and bring about world peace? Well, they came to the conclusion that the best way to change the world was through war. And they planned on, well, we're going to have a series of wars. And they spent the year 1909 to 1910 to figure out how they were going to get a series of wars to bring about a world government. That's what it was all about. And they planned the First World War and how they were going to get America into it. Now, there were other people, of course, in the secret societies that were planning this. It was a group known as the Coefficients. And certainly, Bertrand Russell writes about this in his autobiography, and you'll find the exact reference in the pages in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But he was attending meetings in 1905, in 1906, when this little this study group he belonged to, was a dinner organization known as the Coefficients, started planning on World War One. This is 1905, 1906. Why is this significant? Why? Because, of course, Bertrand Russell didn't recognize it, but if you look at the names of the people in this group, they all came from Cecil Rhodes Secret Society, formed in 1891 to bring about a world government. And that's what it was all about. You're going to have wars to bring peace, perpetual war for perpetual peace. And that's why we're going to war with Iran. Iran is not a danger as far as the having nuclear weapons is concerned. We've got our agents planted there. I'm firmly convinced that our agents are there. I mean, certainly Iran does not have to enrich uranium. Why? because they can buy the fuel rods from Russia. Nobody ever points that out. Why don't they do that? Because it's all a scam to justify a war. We have our agents planted in other people's governments. And you were in the background of World War II, and we had Alan Dulles working closely with a man named Heinrich Himmler. And, of course, you've probably seen all these programs on the History Channel that show you Heinrich Himmler dead after the end of the Second World War. Don't you believe it? There are all sorts of evidence that he escaped to South America along with Martin Bormann and the rest of the Nazis, who he helped escape. Why do you think it was somewhere between 10,000 and 50,000 Nazis in South America? Why did the Jews only track down two of them? One, Martin Bormann. One of them was Klaus Barbie. The other was Eichmann. Why did the Jews only track down two of them? Because, of course, America and Nelson Rockefeller gave the Jews an option. We'll either give you the votes so that you can have the State of Israel, but you've got to promise you won't go after the Nazis that we're working with in South America, or you go after the Nazis, but you won't get the votes in the United Nations to have your State of Israel. Well, of course, the Jews took the State of Israel and agreed not to go after the Nazis and not to let anybody know that between 10,000 and 50,000 of the vicious Nazis who created the Holocaust were living in South America. And that gets into the Odessa Files, the Rat Line, Operation Paperclip. Fortunately, you can check them all out on the Internet and find out it's true. Operation Paperclip, the Rat Line, the Odessa Files. You need to get the information, and we do have a four-tape set on Operation Paperclip. We carry the book, The CIA Doctors. It goes into that subject. And, of course, we have Dr. Dennis Cuddy's wonderful book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. The Power Elite, the Secret Nazi Plan, which you can get from us. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you want to get those books. Or certainly if you want to get the book, The Secret Destiny of America, it's in the special catalog. We don't put it in the regular catalog because it was written by a Satanist, but he tells you about the age-old plan that for 3,000 years the Satanists always planned to use America. They knew about America, but they would use America to one day bring about this Association of Democratic Societies, this one world order. And, of course, the whole idea, although it is stipulated by Manly B. Hall, is to prepare the world for the Antichrist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can get so much of the material from my website at RadioLiberty.com. We hope, of course, you'll want to listen to our regular programs. We do 5 hours of talk radio a day, trying to educate you so that you can carry on the tradition when I'm not here and inform others about America, its dream, its promise, and about the 10th court today. We're right in Washington, D.C. Back in the book.
Beth Messiah's Passover celebration will be celebrated Friday evening, April the 6th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue in North Glen, Colorado. Your Passover entree this year is your choice of delicious lamb or turkey. So make your Passover plans and invite your friends and family. There will be tables at 10 available, so just tell Sharon when you make your reservation. Adult tickets are $32, children 10 to 12, $15, and children 6 to 9, $13. Children under 5 are free. Call 1-800-205-6245 to make your Passover reservations now, or mail your check made payable to Beth Messiah Congregation to P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Market attention, Sharon. Remember, the deadline is March the 23rd.
So make your reservations early, and we'll see you at Passover 2012.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones, but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget, but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Well, and here at the American Network, and this is the we hope many of you want to get our DVD on The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception, and that's my interview with Norman Dodd, where he tells you how the plan was back in 1908 and 1909 to have a series of wars to bring about this world government. It's classic, and then, of course, my discussion, bringing things up to date and explaining what you're seeing in the interview and then how these things apply today. And that's the dangerous deception you get by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have the other great new DVD, Rosalind Peterson on chemtrails, contrails. It's called Geoengineering. She gives one of the best dissertations I've heard, and certainly she brings with her a gentleman who spent 30 years working with the military on weather modification, and his PowerPoint presentation will convince you beyond any shadow of a doubt that they are spraying, they're altering our weather, they're contaminating our air, they're contaminating the soil, they're contaminating the crops, they're contaminating and destroying the forests, they're contaminating and destroying the aquatic life. They know what they're doing, they just don't want you to know what they're doing. So that's the geoengineering, that's the DVD on geoengineering. We hope you'll get that. And of course, we do carry the other one, the other DVD called What in the World Are They Spraying? We have a couple of 14 sets on chemtrails, but I think that Rosalind Peterson's discussion is outstanding, and we certainly are very, very pleased to have it. And then, of course, we now are releasing the Norman Dodd interview, where I interview Norman Dodd, Director of Research for the Reese Committee. Norman's long since dead, but he was a dedicated patriot trying to get the truth out. But not having any vehicle because of the absolute control over the media. Unfortunately, we have a few radio stations where we can buy time and get truth out and just be very, very thankful you have access to this station and the information you're going to get here. But basically, if you want to get the DVD, Dangerous Deception, or my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or Rosalind Peterson's DVD on geoengineering, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage there at RadioLiberty.com. Look at the DVDs we have. Look at the videos, the tape sets, the items that we have. You need to get this material. We cover almost everything. We've got a wonderful 4-CD set on secret knowledge. My interviews with Jonathan Gray, and Jonathan is a fascinating guest. And you want to get in the background of why the Jews didn't go after the the Nazis in South America, my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret when he worked for the Justice Department, tracking down the Nazi war criminals. And, of course, that's the four tapes that is titled War Against the Jews. War Against the Jews, Perry's book, The Secret Wars Against the Jews, and his book, America's Not Secret, all available by calling 1-844-877. Till tomorrow, the same man, Italy.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-